Peace, y'all. What's going on? Welcome back to Regime Radio. You already know what it is. I hope you guys are getting into these Ramadan Rewind episodes because I know I am. I'm enjoying sharing my journey with you all and just connecting the dots to how Allah works. SubhanAllah, Allah's plan is just everything. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys didn't know, I'm Basha, aka Young Black Muslima, and this is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I answer questions to make you think about your potential to make change. But you already know, it's up to you. My answers are based off my understanding of my way of life, which is Islam, and my experience and knowledge of self. So believe me when I say, I want for you what I want for myself. So let's talk about it. Okay, I am ready for this actual. Okay, let's just get into this. The third week of Ramadan, SubhanAllah, was fire. Okay, I went to Chicago and I went to perform at Iman. Iman is such a beautiful community of artists, creatives, and just loving individuals that want the best for their people. And I'm so blessed to be a part of their artist roster. And I'm so blessed to connect with all of the amazing creatives there that are consistently developing and supporting their community on a genuine level. And my heart is so profoundly saturated with their love because they're my community. And being there at Iman, I felt I finally found the place for me. Muslims that connect traditional Islamic practices, faith, and hip hop. Now, you guys know the overarching themes of this new season coming up for Young Black Muslima. That has always been the vibe. And just to go to Iman and be a part of their sacred sessions and like do my poetry, oh my gosh, like I was just so floored. So I was in Chicago for the third week of Ramadan, beginning of the third week, and I was just so blessed to be a part of. They have this amazing museum. They put, supermarket up, and I got to break my fast with the Iman community and just really be a part of a community that is genuinely themselves. I love that, and I love to see it. I love how they're not changing. They're just evolving into better people every day and living in how Allah made them. SubhanAllah, shout out to my Iman family. And Bismillah, I was able to leave Chicago to fly into and go to Philistine. I went to Jerusalem. SubhanAllah, Allah granted me the amazing opportunity and blessed visit of going to one of the holiest cities in the world, Jerusalem, and Bethlehem. SubhanAllah, what a blessing to go to these beautiful places. Allah has increased me in so many ways, more than I can ever, ever, ever thank Him. And so today, I really wanted to talk about Ramadan in the Holy City and how that connected me to like the people that I know now, which is like a bit of a, like, I'm not gonna share everything, but I'm gonna just go. So first off, got to Tel Aviv Airport. Came in, connected with my brothers and sisters. Now, I want to just say it's not always easy getting into Tel Aviv and leaving out, but I leave that to every Muslim to experience on their own. If you have any questions, you can message me. But alhamdulillah, I arrived in Palestine and there I was, right? Nervous, ready. And I was met by my beautiful sister from the Iman community, and she just has the biggest heart, mashallah. And I was able to connect with her, meet her son, and then she, had dinner with me, and then we went to Al-Aqsa. SubhanAllah, Al-Quds, mashallah. Like, when I tell you this place is like heaven on earth. I'm fasting in the holiest, one of the holiest cities in the world. The holiest city, Al-Quds. SubhanAllah. When I tell you, Allah bless me with the ability to experience that in Ramadan, all the Muslims covering the whole entire courtyard of Al-Aqsa, so many of us to count. And I literally miss it every day. And subhanAllah, when I talk about all the places that I've been, Allah has expanded my heart to experience this, because I feel like I'm everywhere in these places and I just don't want to leave. Subhanallah, missing it in the physical sense where I get to see it, but that is just one part and layer of who, you know, I am as a human, because Allah increases us if we believe and we understand that He has all the power. Again, what I said in the previous episode. So meeting this amazing Afro-Palestinian family, meeting a family that welcomed me into their home, cooked dinner for us in the old city, blessed them so much, and got to experience Palestine in the most beautiful way. I am so grateful to Allah to have experienced that, to know that, to connect to that, and to really be able to get into the thick of my deen and have the strength around these people who protect Al-Aqsa. Bless them, make dua for the Palestinians, because they are holding it down in Jerusalem. I, you know, walked in the courtyard and I was in awe of, you know, the fact that I'm walking on this stone in this compound that every prophet subhanAllah has walked. May Allah give us understanding of how serious and beautiful this is. I feel so overwhelmed and so grateful that I just can't even contain myself when I look at the photos. When I look at photos and see Al-Aqsa, when I see Medina Munawwara, when I see Mecca, I felt the balance of Jamal and Jalal at Al-Aqsa. I was able to be there and be present and be clear and understand who I am as a Muslim. I was able to understand where I needed to go and how I want to develop as a Muslim. And the main connection of who I am deepened. My relationship with Allah deepened. You go to Al-Aqsa, you pray two rakahs, your sins are erased. The journey to get there is not easy, but it is a beautiful journey and everyone should experience it. And I got to do it during Ramadan. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I am so grateful for that experience. And I can just go on and on about this, but I really want to split this into two, because this is just one of the most miraculous experiences, besides going to Medina and Mecca, that Allah has granted me. I am so blessed beyond explanation. So stay tuned for the next episode. May Allah increase you and make your next Ramadan beautiful. When you reflect on your Ramadan, I really want you to think, how can you make the next one beautiful if Allah grants you another one? Salaam alaikum.